Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
A couple of interesting stories across the front pages of the domestic papers this morning. The Irish Independent, though, starts today with the HSE. Their headline today: HSE blunder means it must pay millions to protect files. The Health Service executive faces a bill of millions of euro because it failed to upgrade most of its computers in time to protect against cyber attacks. And the Health Service has had repeated warnings from IT security experts and Microsoft, but still operates 46,000 of its 58,000 PCs and laptops on the outdated system, which now needs emergency intervention. And according to the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, a HSE spokeswoman confirmed it has agreed the emergency cover with Microsoft, but admitted it does not yet know how much it will cost. And there's more on that story, a full report on the front page and inside the Irish Independent this morning. The Examiner leads with the Defence Forces. That's the story dominating the paper there this morning. And record number leaving is the headline on the front page. According to new figures, the paper's defence correspondent Shauna Reardon writing that a record number of personnel left the defence forces last year. And there's also fears, though, that the retention crisis could actually get worse because of the pace of the exodus increasing into this year. Now, these figures show around 850 personnel were discharged from the Army, the Naval Service and the Air Corps in 2019. It compares to 473, for instance, back in 2013, and about 481 in 2014. So the figures show there's nearly a doubling in recent years. Both the representative associations, which would be RACO for the officers and then PD Fora for enlisted personnel, they consistently say the Defence Forces are not capable of recruiting their way out of the crisis. And this is borne out by the latest figures, which show 605 personnel were recruited last year, leaving a net loss of 245 people. More than 10% of the recruits inducted in 2019 also left before finalising their training. And there's more on that story, analysis as well, on the inside of the Irish Examiner this morning. The Irish Times leads with a story I think you'll be hearing much more about today. This is a new health behaviours in school-aged children report for 2018. It was carried out by researchers at NUI Galway, but it forms part of a much wider World Health Organisation study into the health of kids right across the world. What it found with respect to Ireland is that less kids in Ireland are drinking, smoking or having sex or taking drugs, and it also shows there's a slight drop in life satisfaction and happiness, especially among girls, and an increase in the proportion of kids who've been bullied as well. And the study found about 2/3 of the children reported that they'd never had an alcoholic drink. It's an increase of 6 percentage points, for instance, on the last report that was carried out back in 2014. We'll have more coming up, though, on this story with the author of the NUIG study here on Breakfast Briefing at 20 past 6 this morning. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids, their headlines this morning. The Herald, The Mirror and The Sun all leading today with this, the hijacked bus. Three people escaped unharmed yesterday after the minibus they were in was hijacked at Dublin Airport in the early hours of yesterday morning. The three people were let off the minibus close to County Meath shortly after it was taken at around 1 a.m. The bus was then found abandoned in County Monaghan following a cross-border investigation, and two men in their 30s were arrested. That story is also on the front, actually, of all of the papers too today. The Daily Mail goes this morning with the RIC controversy, the row. A United Ireland set, the Taoiseach accused of being out of touch for saying bid for Irish unity damaged. More on that story in the Daily Mail this morning. And the Star goes, their headline this morning, boom to improve. Construction workers were stunned to discover two live grenades in a Dublin house that they were renovating. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about this morning, the FAI chair to tackle significant failures. The newly appointed independent chairman of the Football Association of Ireland said its board will urgently address the very significant failures in the FAI's corporate governance and financial management. And this is Roy Barrett, who's the managing director of Goodbody Stockbrokers was confirmed as the chair last night. Two more independent directors were also appointed as well. And we'll have more on that story coming up on Breakfast after 7 o'clock. You did hear Kieran mention Harry and Meghan stepping back as senior members of the royal family. We'll have more coming up on that story later in the programme, but it's all over the papers here at home too today. And also the whole health sector, the trolley crisis, it's still on the front of the papers again this morning, not surprising. But unlikely trolley crisis will end soon is the headline in the front page of the Irish Examiner today. The crisis is unlikely to be alleviated anytime in the near future. This is the representative body for nurses claiming. They're also declaring the crisis as a major incident at the worst affected hospitals would not work effectively to address the issue. And that's according to the HSE's acute hospital division. The INMO also reporting 621 people were on trolleys yesterday. It's 139 less though than the previous day, but the figure is still greater than at any time in January of last year. And there's more editorial analysis too on that story, the inside of the Irish Examiner this morning. And also just a flag on that story, page 5 of the paper, the health minister has been called to an emergency meeting of the Oireachtas Health Committee to take place next week to discuss this ongoing trolley crisis issue in hospitals. And that's a story you're going to be hearing much more about over the course of the next number of days. A few other interesting stories though that caught my eye this morning. Interesting piece in the Telegraph, and it's in the Sun here at home this morning too. Speed bumps are bad for your health and they fuel air pollution. This is according to a new study. Scientists from King's College in London, they tested the impact of brake dust and diesel fumes on immune cells. And they showed that the traffic slowing ramps around schools, for instance, or maybe near care homes, also put the most vulnerable people at risk. Now, the researchers are warning that the dust from the brake pads may be as harmful to health as diesel exhaust fumes. Braking releases toxic metal particles into the air, and hitting a bump also dislodges even more. And these are then, of course, inhaled and potentially weakening lungs' ability to fight infection and making a cough worse. And this is according to the research, as I mentioned, inside the Telegraph and the Sun this morning. We want to know, are you a coffee or a tea drinker today? Because page 3 of the Irish Independent, why drinking tea at least 3 times a week can help you live longer. This is according to a new study that was carried out, and it shows that drinking tea at least 3 times a week could be linked with a longer and healthier lifespan. Now, it's according to the research, it's habitual consumption of a hot drink is associated with lower risks of cardiovascular disease. But whether the tea is being consumed is green or black, it could actually make a difference. The participants were categorised into two groups: the tea drinkers who were drinking tea 3 or more times a week, and then those who never, or the non kind of habitual tea drinkers, so those who were drinking it perhaps less than 3 times a week. They were followed up for about an average of about 7.5 years in the study. It's published in the European Journal of Cardiology, and it suggests that a 50-year-old habitual tea drinker would develop a coronary heart disease and stroke 1.4 years later, and also live 1.2 years longer than someone who never or seldom drank tea. There's more on that study, page 3 of the Independent today. Just finally for this morning, a story that will interest many of you, particularly if you're an early riser. I assume you are if you're listening to the show today. The pillow puts an end to snoring. It's in the Times. A pillow that detects when a person is snoring too loudly and gently turns their head aims to end snoring. The memory foam pillow, designed by 10 Minds in South Korea, has 4 empty airbags as well as a sensor-based sleep pressure monitor based system, and the pillow connects to a solution box embedded with microphones that will listen out for people.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.